Welcome to your daily devotional, June 9th. Ask your elders. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 7. Ask your father and he will show you, your elders and they will tell you. The children of Israel were poised to enter the promised land as Moses wrote the song from which we get our text today. Moses was soon to depart from the earth, and only Joshua and Caleb would be left of the generation that left Egypt. But many others were born during the 40 years of wilderness wanderings, and some had wandered for many or most of these years and learned much about the words, wisdom, and works of God Almighty. Those who were born later in that period were exhorted to seek and learn from their wisdom. This verse is good Bible wisdom. Before even becoming a believer, I had a healthy respect for my elders, and I attribute that to my upbringing in the times of the 1970s and 1980s. Respect of elders is something that we see less and less of today. This is simply a continuation and outworking of the breakdown of the family unit and disrespect of parents that we see rampant in our society. Some of our younger adults today are ideally striving for a communistic utopian society, excluding God, of course, in most cases, but they have not had the wisdom to ask or respect someone who lived through the Cold War era to learn where that leads. We see the same lack of seeking mentoring and advice of elders in the church. Folks are looking for new ways to do church when the method of faithful preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Great Commission has been settled for 2,000 years. Before planting the church here at Firm, my wife and I briefly attended a wonderful church with mature leaders who had decades and decades of experience serving God and living the Christian life. Their insights and wisdom have proven invaluable to our ministry. You might be surprised what you will learn if you ask your father and your elders for advice and direction. They will show you and they will tell you. Good godly wisdom is at a premium, and if you ask for it, God has given the aged as wise resources for your benefit. Friends, let us not despise our elders, especially those of strong Christian faith, but rather let us treasure them and learn from their life lessons, that we might be warned not to follow paths of iniquity and be counseled with godly wisdom born of life experience.